Look at the top of this satin panel, which was made to adorn a chair. The designs on the upper edge are upside down because that part would have hung down behind the back of the chair. The most important segment is below this and above the gold medallion, because that's the part that would have been most on display. Distributed over the panel are some of the so-called 100 antiques that identified its owner as a person of learning and taste. Here, on either side of the tall vase holding peonies, are bronzes in a style thousands of years old. Notice how the embroidery imitates the different colors of the metal. Just below the vase, and again below the medallion, are angled objects with ribbons attached. They're stone chimes. The Chinese word for them sounds like the word for good fortune, so they're an auspicious visual pun. Panels like this were used for special occasions. Chinese furniture was not upholstered, and textiles were used to decorate furniture for holidays and special events. Notice the gold embroidery on the medallion is slightly frayed in spots. That suggests this chair strip was really used.